This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission of India today announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on the 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu, polling will take place on the 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on the 4th of May. Mr. Kumar said with the announcement of the poll schedule, the model code of conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory.
The model code of conduct is applicable from now onwards. So actions taken prior to model code of conduct is a prerogative of the concerned government. But now onwards, the model code of conduct shall be applicable. With regards to the West Bengal elections to be held in two phases instead of eight phases earlier, the commission has held detailed deliberations and in its considered opinion, it was found necessary to reduce the number of phases and bring it down to an extent where it is convenient for everybody.
Mr. Kumar said over 17 crore people are eligible to vote in the elections to five assemblies covering 824 constituencies.
Assam, as per the final list, would be roughly 2.5 crores, Kerala 2.7 crores, Puducherry 9.44 lakhs, Tamil Nadu 5.67 crores, and West Bengal, the final list on 20th February comprises of 6.44 crores, and the learned judges, after their adjudication, whatever supplementary list comes, they shall be added. To give you a feel of the category of our electors, we have more than 100 years of age centenarians. The 85 plus years of age electors are also good in number. Our Divyang Bhai and Bhai Behen, the first time electors, the electors from 20 to 29 years of age and service electors.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has a deep belief in the fundamental nature of Parliament and has always held an unwavering faith in the rules, procedures and traditions of the country's parliamentary democracy. Mr. Birla made the statement in response to a letter written by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to him. Lok Sabha Speaker said Prime Minister's letter expresses the highest ethical values of public service that Mr. Modi has upheld throughout his long public life. Mr. Birla said the letter will inspire all elected representatives in Parliament, state legislatures and local bodies, and will further strengthen the robust ethical foundation of the Indian democracy. The Supreme Court has directed the Centre to submit a comprehensive report on illegal constructions along the banks and floodplains of Ganga River and inform about the steps taken to remove encroachments. A bench comprising Justices J.B. Pardiwala and K.V. Vishwanathan asked the Union Government to place on record steps taken so far for implementation and execution of notification and rejuvenation, protection and management of Ganga. The Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas today said that there have been no reports of dryouts of gas supply at LPG distributorships across the country. In a statement, the ministry said LPG bookings have shown a decline with about 77 lakh bookings recorded yesterday compared to around 88 lakh bookings on the 13th of this month. It added that several states and union territories, including Bihar, Delhi, Haryana and Rajasthan, have issued orders for allocation of non-domestic LPG in line with government guidelines. The Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas has directed households with both piped natural gas, PNG, and liquefied petroleum gas LPG connections to surrender the LPG connections with immediate effect. The government has invited nominations and recommendations for the Padma Awards 2027. In a statement, the Minister of Home Affairs informed that the Padma Awards will be announced on the occasion of Republic Day next year. The last date for nominations for Padma Awards is 31st of July. And that is the end of this news bulletin.